This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Grab a Sharpie and write it on your significant other's forehead right now. 603-283-6160. And that is the studio of the call-in line for Free
Talk Live. Write it backwards on your forehead so you can read it the right way in a mirror.
It's a great idea.
Even, that's why we keep you around, Richie Rich.
Or change the direction of a hurricane, because I heard Sharpies used to be able to do that, too.
Oh, wow.
You remember that, when Trump moved the hurricane?
No. I didn't get the reference at first. But.
No, I thought over my head.
Okay.
603-283.
Someone out there who hates Trump will get it.
6160 is the phone number. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
I do want to tell you that BitBox is a 100% open source hardware wallet that mitigates a lot of problems that hardware wallets sometimes have. Yes, I'm talking about a cryptocurrency hardware wallet called BitBox. And we're giving one away here on Free Talk Live. All you have to do is subscribe to our Odyssey channel at video.freetalklive.com. Then, toot a screenshot of your subscription to ARIA, A-R-I-A, on our social media server, which you can find at social.freetalklive.com. We'll be choosing a winner at random on an upcoming episode of Freer Talk Live. Or you can just buy one now at box.freetalklive.com, where you can get 5% off using the code FTL, as in Free Talk Live. That's 5% off using code FTL at box.freetalklive.com. All right. We're still talking about this from GreenwichTime.com. This article that Richie Rich, I don't know how you found it, I'm not going to ask. Perhaps you went to a website that you shouldn't have gone to find this.
It just shows up in my newsfeed, man. I have, like, the list of sites. Remember the old RSS
system? Don't give away your secrets.
I'm not giving it away. Just, I would do this anyway, right? Remember the old RSS system?
Yes.
Every time I find a good source, I just bump it into my RSS feed, and then as I'm cycling through news articles, I have a long list of sources.
And so you just, it scrolls through and you're like, ooh, that looks good.
That's what I do. That's how I come up with the weird stuff that I do for show prep, man.
Well, you certainly do come up with the crazy weird stuff.
I try. I'm only here once a week, and I figure everyone calls, all the other hosts cover the important, the hard-hitting news of the week. And so the weird is my, that's my go-to.
Sunday fun day.
Sunday fun day. There you go.
So where were we at? We're talking about...
So Innes got an email from a chick named Helen.
Right.
And he verified the information. And then I can tell that this lady was hell-bent on having these three people murdered, he said. But he gave Helen a possible out. The same one he still gives everyone, including wine. Before relaying their information to police, he sent an email with two questions. Do you still require our services, and do you want me to place you in contact with a field operator?
Jeez.
Well, I mean, he's not lying about the field operator.
Well, he defined it himself.
Those aren't leading questions at all. He's not trying to, All right, go on.
All right. Helen did. So he reached out to a friend, a sergeant in a police department, who then called Canadian authorities and said... Police found Helen, he said, adding that she served about 4 months behind bars on a charge of soliciting to commit murder before she was hauled back to the UK. Innes said that he learned that three people she was targeting were her family members, but they were never hurt.
Wait, so didn't she get what she wanted? Wasn't what she wanted was she was stranded in Canada and she wanted to get back to the UK?
I mean, if you want to put it like that.
She's still, I mean, nobody died, but she still got back to the UK.
That is a roundabout way to, like, achieve your goals.
Yeah, it probably wasn't what she had in mind, but you are right. I mean,
4 months in jail of character building.
Wasn't there a story about, like, some folks coming over from the Mexican border? They'd sneak across, and then they would purposely get arrested.
Oh, yeah.
To get the free ride back, to get deported back to Mexico.
It was the coyotes.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
They would bring people over, get deported back to Mexico, and bring another crew over. Like, right. That's a brilliant way to cut your cost in half.
Yep.
In 2014, Innes added that the service request form. Oh, Innes added the service request form, essentially creating the version that still exists today. Helen was the first inquiry serious enough for Innes to vet and hand over to law enforcement, but not the last. There was Devin Fauber, the then 20-year-old who in 2018 tried to hire someone to kill his ex-girlfriend and her parents, whom he blamed for the couple's breakup. He then planned to kidnap his ex's 3-year-old daughter so he could raise her.
What is wrong with people? All right, I'm sorry.
I could be a really good father to her, he told the undercover investigator. He
thought
I was a hitman. But I need those three people taken out before I can do anything.
So I love how he's, like, trying to murder people, but he's like, but I would be such a great dad if these people were just dead.
You know, sometimes the in-laws, right, can be very, very annoying.
I mean, I know plenty of people who are married and, you know, one or the other hates the in-laws of the other one.
Right.
You know, there's some sort of animosity there for whatever reason. Personalities clash, whatever, that kind of thing. I, however, know very few people that, I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe, you know, I don't have a good enough relationship with these people to know that they would not go to a website to try and find a hitman to kill their in-laws or their significant other. Maybe I don't.
At least not on that kind of website. Right? Like, I'm sure that stuff exists on the dark web somewhere.
I would imagine.
I don't know what the work rate for hitmen are, but they exist somewhere out there. I don't know any personally, but it's a career path you could choose to follow.
I think it's pretty pricey to hire a hitman, I would assume.
Well, it was like $15,000 on...
I thought that was low.
It seems low based on what the movies tell you hits cost.
Yeah.
Well, we've been talking about inflation a lot here. So, like, 15 grand ain't what it used to be. You know what I mean? Like, it seems low.
It's only like a quarter of a Bitcoin. More than a decade after rentahitman.com fooled Helen, the website is still bamboozling people. Innes said he currently is helping law enforcement as they investigate two of his would-be customers, so folks are still using the website to try to hire professional killers. Even after it's received a fair amount of media attention, including a Rolling Stones article last year.
It was in the Rolling Stone. That's great. That's fantastic.
And I would have hoped that, much like, you know, the bump in views and requests that after we're talking about it here, that would have been like jokers messing around.
Right, yeah.
You know, pranksters. Back in southeastern Michigan on July 17, 2020, the field operative Wine was waiting for at the Dixie Cafe eventually showed up. He got in the passenger side of her gray Ford EcoSport, where she accused her ex-husband of being a pedophile. She described him in detail and told the hitman his address, place of employment, and the times he left work and got home. She gave him a down payment of $200 and then agreed to pay $5,000 when the job was done.
Okay, again, you know, I don't mean to sound like a frugal bastard, but, like, this seems cheap. This seems really cheap.
This seems like the kind of cheap you can get at rentahitman.com.
Rent-a-center?
It would be different if it was like rentadiscounthitman.com, right? Then, okay, these numbers make sense.
Are we gonna register that during the break? Discounthitman.info? Let's do it. Let's see what happens.
Go ahead.
The field operative did not kill her ex. Instead,
well, Nikki, you said you needed the work, right?
I kind of do.
All you're doing is running a website. What harm can that get you into?
Russ Holbrook.
The field operative did not kill her ex. Instead, the Michigan State Police Trooper filed the report that would lead to her arrest. Innes said he thinks Wine's case is another instance in which his website saved a life.
603-283-6160. Do you think a $200 down payment and a $5,000 total would get you a hitman to take out your significant other? Or
I'll do it for four.
In-laws?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Thanks for listening. It is Free Talk Live. The telephone number in the studio, if you would like to join us, is 603-283-6160. We've got some calls on hold, and we'll get to those shortly. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
Richie, there's just a little bit left of this, right?
I wanted to finish this up because the end is hilarious.
Let's do that.
At least I think so.
So, for those of you just tuning in, this is an article from GreenwichTime.com about some folks who have visited the website rentahitman.com, and hilarity ensues because, yeah, it is not a service provider, and in fact will lead to law enforcement.
Field operatives, right.
if you fill out your actual information.
So from Innes, she was hell-bent on seeking revenge to take out her ex-husband, and she never did her homework. Wine did have a moment of doubt and hesitation when she first reached out to a Guido and rent a hitman. In her initial email, she outlined who she wanted killed and why. She said she could pay some money for the outsourced wet work, but was not a rich person. Then she expressed a shred of incredulity about the whole hiring a professional killer on the open internet situation. Quote, "This is kind of weird that your company is not on the deep or dark web," she wrote, according to Innes. "I prefer not to go to jail. Thank you for your time."
So wouldn't she just go to the dark web if she was looking for a website on the dark web?
You would think. But no. she was like the little red flag, like right there, like she was
so close.
She was so, like, this is, why aren't you on the dark web? Like, how do you get away with this?
No. Lady, why aren't you on the dark web?
It sounds like we don't know that she didn't.
Well, if she did, she didn't find what she was looking for and decided to go with the cheaper service at rentahitman.com.
Which, again, should be relabeled as rentadiscounthitman.com based on the pricing that we've read about here tonight on Free Talk Live.
$200 down payment for a hitman?
And a $5,000 total? Like, that seems inexpensive. Although, I guess, you know, what is the price of a human life these days?
So, it's funny, because generally, a home birth midwife will charge around $5,000 with, like, a $200 down payment. So, it's just funny to me that it's like, you can bring a life into the world for $5,000, or you can take one out of the...
This is really, starting to work into your budget of day and night.
I mean, the market does sort of, you know, make its own, you know, value known.
It's just funny, you know, what is a life worth? It depends. What do you mean by that?
I just feel like you go to the tattoo shop, right, and they got, like, the pictures up there, and it's like, you know, this is your $200 tattoo.
Yep.
This is your $2,000 tattoo, and this is your $5,000 tattoo, right? And you, like, you can see the quality difference.
Yep.
So if you're, like, picking out a hitman, you're, like, you're in the category one if you're only putting down a $200 down payment. Of, like, the type of service you're going to get from this guy, if you get any service at all.
Let's go to some of your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yes. Am I on?
You are on the air,
yes.
Can
you hear me? Yes. Hey, Ian, you remember 2 years ago I was trying to get those mobile speeding units back? Well, it has been booted.
Ian's not
back.
Here.
It's not in? Who am I talking to?
I am Captain Kickass, and he is Richie Rich, and?
Nikki Sunshine.
Okay, well, I used to call from Albuquerque, and they got rid of the red light cameras and speeding vans, but we're getting our speeding units back. About 18 of those. Well, the counselors have devoted. Like, there's 9 city counselors, and 8 of them said that they're going to want them back. And so we're going to get, like, maybe 5 stationary speeding cameras at the intersections and about 18 mobile speeding units back because we have the worst drivers ever. I mean,
it's because times are tough and the state needs money.
So how about we're number one in pedestrian fatalities? They figure that they run the bums off the freeway.
Wait, Sarah, what kind of driver are you that New Mexico is number one in fatalities?
Well, that's a statistic. We ran over and killed about 97 pedestrians.
You did?
On average each year. Yes, per 2 million people, 1.8 million people. We killed about 97, about 40 of them are from this Albuquerque area, and then the rest of them, they just ran over and killed elsewhere.
So it sounds like you don't even need to hire a hitman. You can just send them on vacation to Albuquerque.
And Sarah will run them over for you.
Well, I'm not going to can't run them over, but a drunk driver will over here. If you want to get...
Well, yeah, you gotta get lubed up before you commit murder, of course.
You take the edge off.
Yeah, you're going to get some... What do you like to drink, Sarah? Tequila?
No, I don't drink any alcohol, but people like to drink and drive here. And am I talking to you, Ian? You sound like Ian.
No, Ian's not here.
It's the captain. Okay. The Reverend Captain Kickass.
Okay, you guys don't know. Yeah, New Mexico, bad drivers here are like their tornadoes and hurricanes and tycoons. Instead of earthquakes, you got like drunk drivers and people that run the stop signs and red light cameras here. So, I mean, red lights and it's just per capita, it's really bad.
Can you safely run a stop sign?
Well, yep. I mean, I do it all the time. Okay. I mean, sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah, that's just what you call it, a rollover stop. You just kind of roll over.
It's a California stop, right?
There's one of those right down the street up here.
There is, yeah.
Yeah, in fact, you can't.
Yeah, there's a neighbor that likes to complain when people don't stop for the stop sign.
Oh, the one right down the street? No, that was ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Sarah, good luck with those, and I hope it goes well. Good luck on your, whatever it is.
You hope what goes well? Yeah. The state extorting money from innocent drivers?
Whatever. Let's go to Richard, also calling from New Mexico. Richard,
Mr. Cranium.
Yeah, I appreciate you taking my call. It's kind of a coincidence I follow up somebody else from Albuquerque.
Sure is.
You have no idea what's coming next.
What's on your mind tonight, Richard?
Well, I want to talk about the crime that's in Albuquerque. Lately on the news here, they've been touting how great it is for visitors to come to Albuquerque and New Mexico.
Not if they're getting run over by people around Sarah.
Well, yeah, I encountered quite a few crazy drivers myself during the daytime. Most of the people were texting or doing other things besides paying attention to their driving. But I want to point out that...
Look, if you can't put on your makeup on your way to work, you really even deserve a job.
Well, that's very true, my goodness. But Albuquerque this year has set a record for the most homicides in a year. We're up to about 104 homicides, and we broke a record that was set last year of 80 homicides.
Is Rent-A-Hitman based in New Mexico?
I think it's California.
Well, he should come to Albuquerque. I'm sure he's good business. I talked to long enough, people. So I appreciate you taking my call. For people that are listening, do not come to Albuquerque in New Mexico.
Okay, thank you, Richard. We appreciate the call. More Free Talk Live is coming up next.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Biden is back at the White House after a holiday week on Nantucket. He immediately received a briefing on the Omicron variant, Biden getting an in-person briefing from the chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, and other members of the COVID-19 team at the White House. Dr. Fauci says the rate at which it appears to be able to spread is very concerning, but he says it doesn't necessarily mean the new variant's more deadly than the other forms of the virus.
You don't want people to panic. panic, but you want to know that we're doing everything we can to stay ahead of this.
Many Republicans in particular, like Pennsylvania Representative Lloyd Smucker, are concerned that it's going to lead the federal government to try to step up the idea of mandating things like vaccinations.
That is a decision that every individual should make with their doctor. This is a health decision that should not be mandated by the government.
This is USA Radio News. Hanukkah, the Jewish Festival of Lights, beginning at sundown tonight, the joyous holiday that commemorates religious freedom won by a tiny band of Jews, the Maccabees, more than 2,000 years ago. That's when the Syrian Greeks tried to suppress Judaism, but the Maccabees recaptured the temple, which was a miracle in itself, and so was the one-day supply of holy oil that burned in the temple menorah for 8 days. There's been a strong earthquake in South America, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Quake occurred at 6:52 local time, just north of Barranca. The quake was also felt in the capital of Lima and other neighboring towns. No major damage or tsunami alerts were reported. A 7.5 earthquake on September 26 in 2005 caused 5 deaths, about 70 injuries, and significant damage to the surrounding region. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And this is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Welcome back, everybody. It is freetalklive.com. Are we freetalklive.com? Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Yes, we are. I should know this. Sorry, I was thinking about rentahitman.com. We covered extensively in our previous segments. Mr. Creaney!
Are they doing the Black Friday sale? Cyber Monday, rather?
Rentahitman.com?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, you can't get much cheaper than $200 for a down payment. Right?
There was one website that I was really hoping was going to have a Black Friday sale, and they didn't. I was very disappointed.
Lame.
It was like the giant bath towel company, something like that, big bath towels. It's like huge bath towels, but they're like $50 each.
I mean, I could get down with that, yeah.
Well, but if it was like $35 or $40, I would have gotten down.
As a man of girth, I appreciate a decent-sized bathroom.
Well, I will send you the link later. But they do not have a Black Friday sale, and I don't know if they have a Cyber Monday sale. So
yeah. I may patronize their establishment.
Okay. But they went without my money this year.
Well, yeah, they've done poor advertising because I've never heard of them.
Right. Actually, I heard it because it showed up on my social media feed. I was interested in it. I'm like, okay, I'm going to remember this. And when Black Friday rolls around, I'm going to see if they have an ad, and I'm going to patronize. And no ad, you know, no sale, no patronage.
Hey, we've been doing a new segment here on Free Talk Live for the last several days.
New segment.
It's something we hope to continue. It's called Quotes from Nobody. And
it's just weird.
For those of you who aren't aware, on March 16th, the Free Talk Live studios that we're broadcasting from right now were raided by, I think, six different government agencies, the FBI, the IRS, the post office, the Keene cops were here, the state cops were here. They used battering rams to bash in the windows and doors. They broke door frames. There was extensive damage done to the building.
Those were field operatives.
They were field operatives. But at any rate, six people were arrested. One of them... they've all been released on some sort of bail conditions, which are horrible. One of them has actually been, his freedom of speech has been taken away, and that is the person known as Nobody, formerly known as Rich Paul. He was a co-host here on Free Talk Live, and he is not allowed to participate. He's not allowed to do this job. He's not allowed to sit down in a chair and talk about freedom on the radio.
Amongst other things.
Amongst other things. And so... somebody has taken it upon themselves to go back into the archives.
This is a person named Somebody.
Yes. Actually, it's a person named Bonnie, the co-host. She's taken it upon herself to go and dig up some of the most quotable things that Nobody has said. And we're just going to feature a different quote from Nobody every day.
I love it.
If you want to learn more about the Crypto Six, please go to thecrypto6.com. There's a couple of videos up there that'll tell you the whole story in a much better fashion than I can here in, 15 seconds. But this is today's quote from Nobody. Different people evaluate risk differently. That's part of how mankind became what it is. Different people make decisions of different qualities, and by doing so, they ensure their own survival or destruction. And that is our right. We don't know for sure what's true. I let people make their own decisions because nobody knows how to do it better than you do. And that's a quote from Nobody, New Hampshire Governor primary debate, August 28th of 2020.
There you go.
All right. We're going to go to Yo Mama, also known as David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yo Mama.
Mr. Cranium.
Never going to get old, is it? What is on your mind tonight?
Never gets old. After decades and decades and decades of that joke, it never gets old.
Yo Mama's so big, when she sits around the house, she sits around the house. What's on your mind tonight, David?
So I didn't get a chance to address a conversation between Ian and Jerome last night, so let me address it now.
Okay.
And I was surprised that Ian didn't think of something, or it appears that he didn't think of something that I expected him to, and that is this.
Can you recap the conversation first, though, for listeners who did not listen last night, present company included?
Yeah, that's what I was just doing right now. I have not seen the video or the story or the images. I'm only going on what I heard on Free Talk Live.
Okay.
And there was an incident, coincidentally, timing-wise, after the recent Rittenhouse self-defense. There was a guy in Texas that got in a dispute with a step parent, the father of a kid who got in a dispute with a step parent of the kid. And one dude shot the other dude after an altercation.
Mm-hmm.
And what was being debated between Jerome and Ian was the validity of the self-defense claim. And Ian stood on the side of that it was self-defense, and the guy that shot the guy had a right to do it because the guy had grabbed the gun. And I actually agree in varying degrees with both Ian and Jerome, but I was surprised that Ian didn't invoke what I consider to be a libertarian angle in that... the reason that the biological father was upset at the instance regarding picking up his son, and he ended up in an altercation and got shot and is now dead, is because the state, the government, the gang, the organized crime, the mafia, trafficked his child, his son. He was the biological father, and yes, I'm presuming things. However, I think if we explored the facts, we would find out that indeed, like my children, that I proved at the New Mexico Court of Appeals with a unanimous decision saying that M. Monica Zamora and John J. Romero, both judges in New Mexico, illegally trafficked my children. I think we would find out a similar thing happened in the case of this father.
Yes.
I'm surprised that
it's a good point, and something I hadn't thought of. I've since watched that video again. And my conclusion is the same as it was last night and seeing it the first time. I only saw it briefly, like during a break. And so, you know, I made a point of watching the video again. The gentleman who was, you know, sort of doing the threatening was a much larger man than the gentleman who was being threatened. And so that guy went inside and got a gun. He did ask the threatening gentleman to leave the property, which he did not. He fired a warning shot at the ground.
Which you don't do.
Which, you know, okay, but he did, right? Like, hey, dude, I asked you to leave. Warning shot, bang. And then the threatening dude was like, I will take that gun away from you and use it on you. And he reached and grabbed the gun as if to disarm the guy with the gun who asked him to leave his property. And the, you know, the smaller guy with the gun wrestled the gun away and then did shoot the other guy. That's what I saw. Those are, you know, in my mind, the facts of the situation that happened in that video.
Right.
It is interesting. You bring up an interesting point in that, like, there is some sort of state mandated, you know, oh, well, you know, parent A can have custody only for this period of time, and that, you know, the threatening guy and the axe were coming to sort of pick up the kids who were at, like, grandma's house or something, you know, which, you know, all of this assumably is mandated by the state.
Right. So in the instant, in the moment, it looks like a valid self-defense thing. However, that episode would have never happened had the state not presumably trafficked his son. I mean, this is a biological father, and he's coming to pick up his biological son, and somebody's standing in the way of him having a free communication with the interaction with his own son. And presumably he was not barred from seeing his son by any court order because he was there to pick up his son. It was just a heated thing that happens all the time between biological parents and non-biological parents. And the event would have never, or presumably, could have never happened if things were handled in a non-mafia-type manner by our government.
Excellent points, David, and thank you for the call tonight. 603-283-6160. If you haven't seen that video, you can check out our social media pages. If you don't know where they are, just visit social.freetalklive.com. You can find that. Go have a look at the video. Decide for yourself. More Free Talk Live is next.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yes, come on and listen to Free Talk Live 7 days a week from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern. Yeah, you can call 603-283-6160 and join the program. Get your voice on hundreds of radio stations, plus internet streams, and we're on some satellite channels, and you know there's probably pirate radio stations carrying us, and we are the voice of freedom. Free Talk Live. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
We've been telling you about how Intercoin can help any business or organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. Now, Intercoin has launched its investor token worldwide, and for the first time, it's available on an exchange. You can create an account over at xmarkets.com. That's exmarkets.com with just an email address so you can keep your privacy intact. You can then deposit dozens of different cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, trade them for Tether, then buy ITR. That's the Intercoin Investor Token. Learn more about Intercoin Vision at intercoin.org. And now you can buy or sell ITR on xmarkets.com. That's exmarkets.com. You just might be advancing the cause of liberty around the world. All around the globe. Sleuth stuff. Sleuth stuff. Instagram? Oh, very nice. Very nice. Richie Rich is showing me a thing for those of you who aren't watching the video feed, and that's why I'm saying words that don't make any sense to you over the radio. But let's go to
Go ahead and Google those, too.
Let's go ahead and go to the phones. We've got Major Payne calling from somewhere in Michigan. Major, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Kevin. Good to talk to you. Number one, it's good to know that Sarah's still alive. I mean, we hadn't heard from her for like 2.5 years.
I know, right? We were lamenting about how she hadn't called in so long. We just figured she had passed on.
During the break, we were talking about one of the interesting things is she now apparently has a radio. which she didn't have before.
That's true. Well, how did she listen to the show?
She didn't. She just called in.
She just had the number and called?
Yeah.
But now she's listening.
Apparently.
I'm pretty sure she used to live on the res, and she might not have electricity. I don't know.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that. All right, what else is on your mind, Major?
Well, yeah, number two, old Scott there from Arizona. I hope that Nagy's been riding around there, or New Mexico, I guess it is. He's been riding that nag around there for 20 years, and I hope it holds up on him better than the one he married.
Which guy are you talking about, the caller?
Yeah, Scott from New Mexico. Yeah, we had he just called in. Y'all was Grace Buck.
Oh, David.
It's David, not Scott.
David. Okay, my bad.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Now, to be fair, he doesn't. But, like, David has been through the rigmarole. The state really has effed him in the A.
I know. And they've done the same to me, bud.
Yeah.
You know, you got to just get up and pull your boots up.
Thank you, sir, man. Have another.
You can't lament forever.
Oh, he's going to test that theory.
Well, we shall see. I hope he prevails. I don't think he's got the dead president to do it.
Well,
the system is a hell of a thing to overcome.
No, he and I have already had the discussion on air, too, no less, that it's probably going to be that his children reach adulthood and then can just come and see him whenever before the state takes any action, even though he has literally won. Like, the state has said, you win, here's the judgment, and then hasn't done anything about the judgment.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's...
Yeah.
Yeah, paper file 13.
Yeah. Circular file.
I'd be pissed, too, if I was him, honestly.
Anything else on your mind, Major?
Well, yeah, there's a couple things I wanted to touch on. One, I've been trying to do for four calls now, but I never seem to get to it because something you guys have been talking about otherwise intrigues me.
All right, do it.
But what came upon my mind this evening was the South African variation.
So the moronic variation?
Yeah, that was your
Omicron.
Anagram, yeah, it's where you take
like the planet from Futurama.
Yes.
But anyway, about 2 weeks ago, I called in, and somehow in the end of the conversation, this South African thing and how they hadn't been infected came up. And then, bang. And I mentioned during that call that I wonder if it might be their resistance to the malaria, you know, been taking some kind of a quinine variant or whatever forever. And then about 5-7 callers later, a cat calls in and says that indeed the tribal people there do meet every Saturday or whatever, and they have their little pill party and take whatever it is to, reprieve the malaria from their system. And I was thinking a long time ago, the Wuhan lab has never been shut down. We're still throwing dead presidents into that damn thing.
Yep.
You think they're not trying to figure out how to re-manipulate this thing to overcome whatever variants, you know, that they have not surmised?
Or they're releasing the variants themselves.
Scientists?
That's what I think.
Did you hear that, Major Richie Rich opined that they're releasing the variants themselves?
Well, they are and they aren't. Because this thing is like the flu. It does have the ability to mutate. A buddy of mine that is very knowledgeable told me in probably the first 9 months there was 500 variations.
But yeah, we actually talked about that here on Free Talk Live, about how they said that there were already over 200 variations, and this is early on, like during the lockdown.
Yeah, this is way early on. Just after it was released, like I said, the cat of mine told me there was 5 right then and there.
Well, because this is
before
what...
Alex Jones or any of the other crazies were on it.
So this is what a coronavirus naturally does, right? Coronaviruses range from the common cold to things that are far worse. So their natural makeup is to mutate rapidly. That's why we have a flu shot, but we don't have a shot against the common cold. Because you can't really vaccinate against it, because it's just going to continue to duplicate much faster than most other viruses would. So that's why, like I got COVID, I tested positive for it twice. And, you know, It was like a mild dry cough, and then I couldn't smell or taste for like a day. But then I know other people who got it, and they were far sicker than me and had way different symptoms. So it seems like we're, you know, when you take the COVID test, it's like you're just being tested, and oh, you have the cold, you have some form of the coronavirus, and there it is. But it's kind of just like any other coronavirus. I don't think there's particularly anything special about it, other than the fact that it was probably, you know, genetically mutated and created, you know, it was genetically engineered in a lab. And I do think that they are kind of releasing out Delta variant, Omicron, or whatever it's called.
I figure that the vaccinations and the boosters are causing the variants to happen faster than they would had we just, like, you know, let our bodies sort it out.
And I don't know if you guys have noticed, but so they've just released, you know, now children 5 to 11 years old can get the vaccine. So parents all over the world are, like, jumping on this. They're like, yeah, this is great. This is what the media is telling us to do. So they're vaccinating their kids. Now, all of a sudden, we have a giant spike in 5 to 11-year-olds getting COVID right once they started vaccinating the kids. So I think the vaccine kind of either weakening your immune system or giving you COVID, I think that theory is probably pretty spot on.
Major?
Yeah, well, let's harpoon the baby seal. That's what we should do. Yeah, give it to the children. As far as the blood flow thing, what this does is this puts a round blood cell, it puts spikes on it. You remember sickle cell anemia?
Mm-hmm.
How back in the day they used to complain and show you little clips about the log jams of the harpoons getting, they look like boomerangs.
Yep.
And they'd get hung up wherever the vessel turned or whatever. There was a constriction. And this thing is even much worse, much worse. My brother-in-law dropped dead. My sister went to grocery shopping, and she come home, found her old man dead on the floor. And he was healthy. I mean, they drank a little wine, but they ate fresh vegetables.
How old was he?
The healthiest people I knew.
How old was he?
And she was only like 3-4 years older than me. He was 4 or 5 years older than her.
Do you mind saying how old?
Oh, let's see. He was probably 70, I bet you.
Okay. Right.
He was,
yeah, that's kind of the higher risk group anyway.
He was a beanpole. I mean, like I said, he was healthy.
Yeah.
And he had never been, other than rheumatism and such, because he'd been a dentist his whole life, he developed joint pain because he yanking too many teeth and just doing too much damn hand work.
Yeah.
But, he was a good kid.
Hey, Major, thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate it. Coming up, we're going to talk about a firefighter is under investigation in L.A. for literally wiping his ass with a vaccine mandate letter. 603-283-6160. Hour number 3 of Free Talk Live. It's coming up.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.